Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, John Hansen joining us. Good morning, John. Chicago is sinking, but it's not because of the water or rain, is it?
No, it's not. Good morning, Bob. Not because of the rain this morning or any other morning. In fact, we're sinking fifth fastest in the U.S. So we got the most rats, but we're sinking the fifth fastest. So we'll take that. The major reasons are twofold. One is essentially you can blame the glaciers of 20,000 years ago, and their retreat really kind of messed up the mantle, and the mantle is what covers, obviously, the ground, I think, according to geologists. But imagine pushing a balloon in with your finger, Bob. You know how, like, that area gets depressed that you put in the finger, right?
Yeah.
Chicago is on one of the ridges of the balloon that had been popped up, meaning that our land had been kind of artificially higher, and now the glaciers are gone. It's retreating downward. Molly DeVore did a much better job explaining this, but essentially that and what they call underground global warming, just the urban heat island that we have here in the city, are contributing to us sinking at about 2 millimeters a year. And some people say that doesn't sound like much, but I can measure that on my ruler downstairs, Bob. So
Yeah.
I think that's something. I mean, that's about a foot every century. And now the question is, you know, it's been about, 50 or 60 years since we started having the giant skyscrapers. There's no immediate danger to any of these buildings, but it's something that we have to keep on looking at because cracks can start to develop and infrastructure can start to wane. And as new buildings get built, they need to start really taking this into a consideration that this isn't just the ground settling. This is the ground settling and continuing to settle over time.
I take it there's not much anybody can do about this. The Northwestern study linked it all to underground climate change and Earth deformations. So what can stop that?
Yeah, well, we can't do anything about the glaciers. They've already done their damage. They do say that if we can keep things a little bit cooler on the actual pavement, and this is a broader issue than just the fact that we're sinking a little bit. We talk about the urban heat dome that Chicago creates and the need for just more trees, maybe more geothermal stuff to keep our buildings cooler using natural resources can kind of help slow things down a little bit. But it's more about how are we going to adapt to this, right?
Yeah.
Cities are going to sink over time, many of them. We're just sinking a little bit quicker. How do we build buildings that can be safe, and how do we manage this in the long term? That sounds like a problem for people in 100 years from now, Bob, not me or you, so there you go.
I guess not. Our city is going to get some new crosswalk signals to help visually impaired people, so I take it these will be signals with some audio? Is that what
they're
going to do?
Yeah, the ones that beep or announce signals about when you can cross certain streets. This is all due to a federal judge's order that had been issued in March. LaShonda Hunt, a U.S. district judge, basically agreed with the class action lawsuit that had been filed by the American Council of the Blind of Metropolitan Chicago, saying that Chicago is not keeping up with the standards that have been outlined by federal and state laws. The judge agreed and started putting together a plan in March for how we can do this. 1,700 crosswalk signals over the next decade. The city lawyers put their heads together, and so did some other folks, to find out like a manageable way. Like, you can't do this all overnight. So essentially, over the next 10 years, roughly 71% of the intersections in our city will have accessible pedestrian signals. Then the city gets another 5 years or so to get the rest of them done. Because obviously, again, as I said, this is kind of a huge undertaking. But I think a huge win for a lot of people that need this.
And, sure.
And it's not only just, I mean, when we think blind, we think of people that are completely don't have any vision. But as we know, there's so many people that have limited vision that these audio cues can be really helpful for. So
yeah,
it's a good thing.
I think, what is it, now there's something like 85 of these signals at intersections?
For 2,800 intersections, Bob.
Yeah,
it's
not a lot at all.
No.
Okay, let's get to the happy ending for the Food Network's Jeff Morrow.
He lost his jerseys years ago. These were customized jerseys with Morrow, the Sandwich King, White Sox, Blackhawks, Cubs. He was out of the country when his restaurants, the kitchen, shut down. And he never found out what happened to these custom jerseys that had hung there. So he, just like the rest of us, went to Reddit and said, I'm missing my jerseys. Anyone able to help? Well, it turns out someone eventually was. It was the lawyer who handled the foreclosure of the building. Someone on his staff happened to went in the back room and found them. It was that easy. No one, nothing nefarious. No one stole them. It just, as things get moved out of a building, they go somewhere, and someone just had to do a little digging. I wish I had the poll that Jeff Morrow has, Bob, because if anyone in 2004 can find my old coat that I left in Old Town Pub, it has my 1992 Dodge Chrysler minivan keys inside of it, and I've been missing that for 21 years.
Well, so maybe you can get on Jeff Morrow's Food Network show, The Kitchen, and mention that.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
I'm
that'll
sure
be right,
ready to go. Yeah, for sure.
All right, it's not pickleball in Bucktown. It's shuffleboard.
And
I thought this was only played on cruise ships, John.
Yeah. Well, there's actually kind of a cool story behind this. So it's a public shuffleboard court in Bucktown in a park called Senior Citizen Memorial Park, which I did a little digging into, and as did our friend Quinn Myers, who wrote this story. It was a park established in the 70s, and it was meant to be a park that, you know, we have so many great parks in the city that have swing sets and sandboxes, stuff like that, but one for that really maybe some of our older generations can enjoy a little bit more. So they had a shuffleboard park there. Well, people kind of rediscovered it in 2020 during the pandemic, but it was all beat up. You could barely see the lines. It wasn't painted anymore. So a group of folks that had kind of started their own little shuffleboard group, mostly made up of young people in their 20s and 30s, really went to work to try and get this restored, which you think would be easy, right? You just paint the concrete. Oh, no. This was a whole effort because our climate is not built for concrete shuffleboard to really last for a long time. How to level it, that matters, right? You don't want the I don't play shuffleboard, but I imagine it's got to be flat, right, Bob?
And sure.
You can't have any cracks in it. So they like consulted with the only shuffleboards that exist in our climate areas in northern Ohio and South Dakota and other areas to find out just how to build, paint, and wax this thing perfectly. It's open. We got some great pictures from Colin Boyle up on the website as well. Just people gathered on nice sunny days playing shuffleboard. And Bob, none of them look like they're over the age of 35. So maybe it's making a comeback.
How about that? It sounds like a 2228 North Oakley. More at blockclubchicago.org. John Hansen, thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Take care.